Every crane has a headline capacity 50 ton, 100 ton, 220 ton. But these numbers are frequently misunderstood by project managers, and that misunderstanding leads to dangerous undersizing or unnecessary overspend on rental. This guide explains what crane capacity actually means, why the lift radius changes everything, and how to select the right crane tonnage for your Qatar project. A crane's rated capacity is the maximum load it can safely lift under ideal conditions, typically at the shortest possible radius, directly below the hook, and with the boom at its optimal angle. As the radius increases, the capacity drops significantly. This is governed by the crane's load chart, a table or curve provided by the manufacturer showing safe lifting capacity at every combination of radius and boom length. Crane rating at 5 m radius, at 10 m radius, at 15 m radius, at 20 m radius, 50 ton at crane 50 t, 32 t, 22 t, 15 t, 100 ton at crane 100 t, 68 t, 42 t, 28 t, 220 ton at crane 220 t, 140 t, 90 t, 58 t. These figures are approximate and vary by crane model. The point is clear: the further the load is from the crane, the less it can safely lift. Always calculate your required lift capacity at your actual radius, not the headline tonnage. Load weight required radius minimum crane size to consider up to 10 t, up to 15 m, 25 to 30 ton mobile crane 10 t, 25 t up to 20 m, 50 ton all-terrain crane 25 t, 50 t up to 20 m, 100 ton all-terrain crane 50 t, 100 t up to 25 m, 220 ton all-terrain crane over 100 t any crawler crane. Consult lift engineer. 1. Load weight, the exact weight of the item being lifted, including all rigging and below the hook equipment. 2. Lift radius, the horizontal distance from the crane center pin to the center of the load at the pickup and set down points. 3. Required lift height, how high does the load need to travel? This determines boom length and configuration. 4. Headroom and obstructions, are there overhead power lines, structures, or other cranes in the swing path?